It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
And it's all brought to you by the delicious Pug Nuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey. And like it or not, I love their Facebook pages as we are into the burr pages of calendar. You know, September, October, just plain burr. So not only do they have their ice cream and gelato, but they have other fall treats like pumpkin chip muffins, pistachio whoopies, apple streusel muffins.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of their treats are just over-the-top delicious. And I'm the one. I don't care if it's cold. I have ice cream and gelato year-round, baby.
I would if I could.
So, Pug Nuts, premium ice cream and gelato, bringing us Flugelhorn Friday. How goes it, Steve?
It's going well. And, Stu, I just want you to know I'm still working with Paul about having a Tuba Tuesday.
A Tuba Tuesday. Okay.
Yes.
All right, we'll work on that.
It'd be all right if it wasn't so hard to lug around.
Yeah.
a little different than a flugelhorn.
You can't put that in your pocket or a little tiny case, can you?
No, it's luckily I have a pickup truck and it'll fit in the bed.
Yeah, walk around with a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. All right. Did you do a lot of tuba tooting this summer?
Yeah, I played most of the Ellsworth Concert Band concerts.
Nice.
Awesome.
We spied you a couple of summers ago. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you should have brought your horn with you.
Yeah, didn't want to ruin it.
All right, speaking of the flugelhorn, one of your hints was something about if your flugelhorn was a saxophone?
Yeah, sometimes my flugelhorn would really like to be a saxophone.
Okay.
So there's a little clue there for you. So, and I've got three others. Let me play it for you first, because you might identify it right off, and you got Stu there with you. Of course, mm-hmm. We have Micah waiting in the wing, so let me toot it for you and see what you think.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Now, with your clue, I've got something in mind, but I'm not going to share it yet because I do need the other clues. I don't know if anything stand out for you, Stu, or you need help?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So I do need help.
So the time frame, 1976.
Oh,
so
that's right,
Stu
my wheelhouse.
And I were wearing our bell-bottom pants.
The high school.
So Stu might know we have a little kitty named Eli.
Eli.
And so clue number two is a way of celebrating Eli for 365 days.
Hmm.
A way of celebrating Eli for 365 days. And you could make the first part of his last name in a crock pot. You can make the first part of his last name in a crock pot.
Oh, wow.
And it is, I am trying to duplicate a sax solo. So let me play it for you one more time. I'll do the weather, give you some time to think about it.
All right.
Okay. All right, so I don't know if it's matching. I'm missing parts of the clues, but the only thing that sticks out to me, especially when you say your flugelhorn is trying to be a sax, I'm thinking that's the opening to Turn the Page from Bob Seger. Mm-hmm. That's my guess. What about you, Stu? Oh.
Hello? Oh, yeah, you have to turn me on.
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
Gosh, let's see. I was a junior or senior in high school, and you can make my name in a crock pot. But nothing is coming up. I'm thinking Al Stewart, but that was a few years later. Can't do it.
All right, so my guess is Turn the Page. So we lean to Mike. He's got the tune all ready to go.
Well, Stu was on to something there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, Steve?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hints make sense to you, Mike?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially the one about celebrating Eli 365 days.
Mm.
That would be the year of the cat.
Oh,
it was Al Stewart.
Come on. How could I miss that?
Nice job on that solo, Steve.
Yeah, that's better than the original.
That was really good. And the guy playing saxophone on this is a guy named Phil Kenzie.
Ooh,
really
heard that name.
A really in-demand player. And he is from Liverpool and actually played with the Beatles in the very early days. Not with the Beatles, but shared the stage with them. And then later, in later years, played sax on their solo stuff, John and Paul's records.
Yeah.
Well, I was way off, but hey,
that was close.
That you were much closer. That's
awesome. I talked myself out of it.
Well,
I feel like I have to explain that third. I was sharing the hints with somebody. They didn't quite get the third one. You can make the first part of his last name in a crockpot stew.
Stew, that part I got.
Yeah. All right. Well, a big thanks to Pugnuts Premium Ice Cream and Gelato for sponsoring Flugelhorn Friday. So much fun. Even when I blow it, it's still so much fun.
Yeah.